From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Last night in a theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts, an audience was startled by the appearance of a furry ghost. It was Frank, a sinister 6-foot-tall bunny rabbit first seen in the 2001 film Donnie Darko. As Andrea Shea of member station WBUR reports, some had their doubts that the movie could work as a play.
Donnie Darko is the title character, but Frank the Rabbit provides the film's deus ex machina when he gives Donnie and everyone else a limited time to live.
28 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes, 12 seconds. That is when the world will end.
Or would have on Halloween 1988 if Frank had his way. To bring the menacing rodent alive on stage, the team at the American Repertory Theater copied the original costume's maniacal design and distorted Frank's unnerving voice even more.
28 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes.
Frank is played by 23-year-old Perry Jackson, who's spending more than an hour each night for the next month inside a metallic gray bunny suit with a diabolical mask.
The thing that really worked well was Frank the Bunny.
Dave Wildman is the chief film critic for Boston's Weekly Dig.
They worked it so that it was something that kind of hovered over the stage, literally, Frank in red silhouette.
As a fan of the film, Wildman was skeptical before last night's opening performance. But he says the movie's visuals translate pretty well to the stage, as does the dialogue. Writer and director Marcus Stern transcribed Donnie Darko word for word from the DVD because there was no script available when he got the idea a few years ago. But film critic Dave Wildman says the movie's quick cuts create their own problems.
If someone hasn't seen the film, are they going to understand what's going on in this play? And I really have to wonder, because things happen so fast, it's almost like watching the movie in fast forward.
Writer and director Marcus Stern runs more than 70 scenes in just over an hour.
One scene is colliding on top of another, as another is starting. Things are happening simultaneously in different parts of the stage to really sort of get a sense of an edited film.
The plot takes in suburban teen angst, mental illness, Stephen Hawking's wormholes, and a mysterious book on time travel that Donnie presses one of his teachers to explain.
The basic principles of time travel are there. You've got your vessel and your portal, and your vessel can be just about anything. Most likely a spacecraft.
Like the DeLorean?
The ill-fated car that served as a time travel vessel in another film is just one of many 80s references in the script that helped make Donnie Darko a cult favorite. Though the movie flopped in theaters when it came out in 2001, it's since become an audience draw at midnight screenings around the country and a hot topic on websites and blogs.
It's one of those times when you watch a movie and you're just like, what was that? Like, what was that really?
Actor Perry Jackson, the man in the bunny suit, is a self-proclaimed Darkoist. He first saw the film as an undergrad and video store clerk.
And just became totally obsessed with it. The 80s music, like the Tears for Fears, you know, I loved it, you know?
That's the audience the American Repertory Theater is trying to attract with Donnie Darko. It follows writer-director Marcus Stern's punk rock cabaret collaboration with Boston band The Dresden Dolls. With Donnie Darko, Stern would like to see audiences more accustomed to film than footlights.
I mean, I think it would be nice if more and more people who wouldn't necessarily come to the theater really came and saw this story and felt like, wow, it's really an interesting, viable option to see stories live and be in the same room as the story unfolds.
And maybe they'll even come back more than once to figure out what's going on stage and to creep themselves out just feet from a man in a rabbit suit. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.